Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
I'm here. Hi, Rude. Sorry, I was cramming for a last minute exam with my professor. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. May I just say, you look delicious in that lighting.
Thank you very much. Why? Thank you. Thank you for noticing my new lighting director, Jody Hamilton. Okay. So Rudeness, I don't know if you saw, Kenan Thompson played a parent of one of the college protest kids, but I thought it was fairly hilarious. So he was playing they were talking to a bunch of parents that had kids on campus. I don't know who's Michael Longfellow. Do we know who that is?
He's one of the new guys.
Okay. So he was hosting.
Yeah.
He was asked about the protests, and Kenan's character said, well, I think it's just great. It's wonderful. Nothing makes me prouder than young people using their voices to fight for what they believe in. When Longfellow asked Thompson how he felt about his daughter, a Columbia student, specifically getting involved, he said, what's that now? When whose daughter's out there? No, man, you buggin'. Alexis Vanessa Roberts better have her butt in class. Let me tell you, let me find out what she's in one of those damn tents instead of the dorm room that I paid for. I thought you were in favor of student protests, they said. Brother man, I'm supportive of y'all's kids protesting, not my kids. My kids know better. Shoot. Thompson was later asked how his daughter wouldn't talk about free this, free that in a protest, because I'll tell you what ain't free, Columbia. I do it all day. Uber all day. Uber Eats all night. I cut grass on the weekends. I sell Gucci wallets out my trunk. Life coaching on Instagram. I bounty hunt whenever possible to pay for Columbia. I just was thinking, because my sister, you know, grew up in sort of the 60s era. And I remember I remember she dyed like a strip of her hair white. And you have to remember, my dad was the Republican vice presidential candidate. And then she went to work on a farm in Austria after college. And I just remember my dad was a kid. And I remember him screaming, $40,000 for college and she's picking up cow in Austria. So it's interesting.
I picture your dad being like that. Yes. I totally do.
Yes. I mean, I'm old. So I agree with John Cooper, who tweeted, I'm pro-Israel and pro-Palestine. I'm anti-Hamas and anti-Netanyahu. I'm pro-peace and anti-terrorism. I support a ceasefire and releasing all the hostages. Is nuance just something we don't do anymore, Rooner? Talk to us. You wrote this great piece about, you know, about what's happening on campus, including yours, right?
Well, City University of New York, I'm at one of the campuses.
Right.
This wasn't my campus.
You interviewed someone else, another professor, right?
Right. Well, it's at City College of New York, which is way north of Manhattan. I do love the people that are like, Manhattan in crisis because of what's going on at Columbia and CCNY. And I'm like, no, most of Manhattan doesn't really notice what's going on in the 120s, 130s, 140s.
Yeah.
Way up there. It's also fairly confined to the campuses.
Yeah.
But yeah, the need to demonize the students and treat them like children is really, it's insulting, it's patronizing. It's everything that they're protesting against in many ways. One of the things they're protesting against is, you know, they have a right to speak. Yeah. And yet the administration and in New York City, the city government wants to squelch that right to speak.
And you made a lot of good points in this piece. We linked to it. I really urge you to. I realized I was highlighting the whole thing. Just go read it. There's homework for Rude Pundit. But you just said, as befits a protest movement, there were calm voices and angry voices, defiant voices and compromising voices. There were voices who want a two-state solution and voices who want a one-state with Palestinians and Israelis living together equally. Of course, there was diversity of opinion. That's the way this goes. Every movement has extremists on every side. And I think that's the other thing is I can't tell people are going, oh, well, those people aren't students. They're outside agitators. I don't know who's who. Right.
But the outside agitators, they tend to be, first of all, what you have to understand with the City University of New York is that they're very much part of the communities that they're in, and they're very welcoming to the community. But the other thing is I've heard from a professor friend of mine that was there and from others that the people who were outside agitators were considered outsiders were like alumni. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody was at CCNY that used to work there, used to be a professor there or work there, or student journalists. There was one case where some student journalists were there and they brought their Palestinian grandmother who wanted to see the protests. And Mayor Adams declared that grandmother was an outside agitator that was, radicalizing the students. And the grandmother was like, no, I just wanted to see what was going on because of what's going on in my homeland.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, and you made, just some interesting points. What your friend, the professor, said, you said, he said he didn't hear or see any speech that could be considered anti-Semitic, except the slogan "From the River to the Sea," which a lot of people do consider anti-Semitic since it's a Hamas slogan. But you said what he did see and what has been erased by much of the media were the number of Jewish students and others who were at the encampment and support the Palestinian people. I mean, I've said this, Ruud, I don't think anyone of good conscience is pro-genocide, and I don't think anyone of good conscience is not pro-Palestinian people, And so you said that doesn't excuse incidents of anti-Semitism that have occurred on campus since the war's start last year, but also doesn't even get into the anti-Muslim hate speech that has been directed at the protesters. Right. I mean, that's my take on it, Ruud, is just that, I'm sorry, Donald Trump and today's Republican Party is both anti-Semitic and anti-Islamic. Anti-Muslim. So, and those are the bad actors. Those are the outside agitators, including Russia and China that I worry about, and Netanyahu, who want nothing more than to get Trump, reelected.
Right, right. And, when we saw what happened with at UCLA with the pro-Israel counter-protesters coming in and trying to break down the barriers that were around the encampment, which led to violence, and that the police just let go for hours. They just watched for hours as this violence escalated until they finally stepped in and, in many cases, just went after the pro-Palestinian protesters.
Right. Excuse me, Ruud, could you go play campus police? I'm so sorry, Jody.
Okay.
Could you just quell the unrest? Oh, Trump.
Well,
that just means
on your Segway and ride around for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mall cop over here.
Trump has been found in contempt again.
Yes.
Oh, he has.
He has just now.
Are they locking him up? Are they locking him up this time?
Judge Merchant said, going forward, we will have to consider a jail sanctioned. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about the ramifications of putting you in jail, but I have a job to do to compel respect for the dignity of the court. Your behavior constitutes a direct attack on the rule of law. If I need to, I will.
Wow.
Good. Good.
Well, another threat to jail him again.
This reminds me of the ball jump I went by yesterday. Yeah. Just the parent going, don't. If you throw that ball again at your front. Okay. This is your second warning.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
You know, put that MF-er in cuffs behind his back and put him in a jail cell for one day, and he is going to crumble.
Otherwise, don't tell us you're the rule of law party and that we're a nation of laws. Root, all right, so this is, just so you know, that's what I started to highlight, and I realized I can't. But, you know, can I just say, as you know, I don't have kids, but I'm very close to people that do have kids in their 20s in this instance. And I thought this was so brilliant. You've got to go read Rood's piece because it just let me just start it. You said, I don't know, maybe if you lived your entire life during a period when the so-called adults did F all about the climate crisis and ensuring that the planet continues to exist, maybe if you watched as the country slid backwards on civil rights for non-whites and LGBT people and women, maybe if your introduction to politics was a presidency so incompetent and vile that it allowed a global pandemic to F up the world and your life. On and on. This is exactly what my best friend said. My kids don't think the planet's going to be here anymore. So but this whole thing, COVID effed up their lives, their careers, like, and this is what makes me sad too, that graduation's getting canceled for kids that lost half their college to COVID years, right?
Yeah. And you know, it doesn't have to go this way. I mean, the other thing to keep in mind about this is that all these students have known is that Netanyahu is the leader of Israel. Ugh. They don't remember a time when Israel had leaders that were working hard for peace with the Palestinians. It just doesn't. Not part of their frame of reference.
They know Trump and Netanyahu.
Netanyahu.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They know Trump and Netanyahu. You know, think about how effed up that is. I mean,
and think about how effed up it is that they are that they had to watch things go from Obama to Trump. And without the sense that we have that, okay, we know that things can go this way. But I mean, to see things descend that quickly is pretty, it's a brutal political awakening. And then you layer everything else on top of that. And this is not even talking about the kids that are coming from states that keep doing oppressive things that are just attacking LGBTQ people, just attacking women. It's a brutal thing. And I just want to say one thing. There's a lot of people that are going to say, well, what about the students that say this? What about the students that say this? And I'm like, that's what speech is, man.
Yeah.
You know, if you only support speech you agree with or speech that makes you comfortable, then you don't care about free speech. You just care about being comfortable.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I maybe you can say more about do you remember this whole paragraph? Could you just tell us? It's more than a paragraph. It's a whole.
Do you want me to Cliff's Notes this? I'm a professor,
yes,
Stephanie.
I don't have time to read the whole book.
I'm just saying that they have been through so much that maybe something finally broke, you know?
Yeah.
Something finally broke. And then when you realize that not only are you going into debt to get a degree that everyone is telling you that you have to have in order to function in this world or succeed, you're going into debt for that. But then you're finding out that not only is your government that you're paying taxes to giving money to support the massacre that's going on in Gaza, but your school is also using the money you're going into debt for to invest in companies because of the corporatization of higher education.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, By the way, I want to go on record. Jody, you know this is true. I started talking about maybe conditioning aid before these protests even started. Because I agree with you about Netanyahu and now what's happening there. But, you know, Chris made a point Friday, which I don't know, Chris is starting to make sense.
And what?
Might be time for me to retire.
The light is hypnotizing you.
Just that, talk to us about divestment for a minute, because you were just saying it's not that simple or that quick. And so, you know, when I read, you know, a couple other voices, people like, well, yeah, if they did that right away, then tuition would go through the roof, which is already insane. You know, I was joking about my dad saying $40,000. People are like, $40,000 for a college education? When was that?
Yeah.
You know, now it's...
For
it's
Ivy League in the 60s? That's not bad.
It's insane. You know, and as you say, the student debt and all of that stuff. But so talk about divestment, because I just don't, again, sort of above my pay grade is to...
There's
how
a lot
they could
of
do that and how quickly
and funds and things like that the university profits from. And one reason why they've done it is because of the cuts to funding higher education from the state and the federal government. So they might be invested in a hedge fund to in order, and the way that keeps tuitions lower, and Chris, please jump in here to help me out. The way that keeps tuitions lower is by bringing in some money to the university through these investments.
Yes.
Right.
Now there's a way to do it. It would the divestment takes time.
Sure.
Shift. It would need to shift funds from one fund to another.
And there could also be penalties.
Or states have to step up and say, we're finally going to actually pony.
And there are also penalties that the university would have to pay for getting out of investments before the end of a certain contract.
Right. Yeah.
So
you end your piece by saying, I always feel the need to say that I'm Jewish when I write this stuff. I had family die at Auschwitz. It's a card I'm forced to play to fend off accusations of anti-Semitism. That's how I was going to end by saying, why are you hitting yourself, Jew hater? Why are you hitting yourself?
Yeah. Well, that's the way it all happens is, you know, you don't think that they should be slaughtering children in Gaza? Well, you must be anti-Semitic.
Listen, last week we had Dean Obadala on, who someone called him pro-genocide something. He's Palestinian. I don't know. And then Joe Walsh is a far left grifter now.
Yes.
Okay. Rude. Yeah. Listen. Yes.
I mean, anybody who is not, you know, doesn't have his face firmly planted on Trump's ass is a radical left winger.
Yeah, I don't know what our politics is. It's scrambled. Okay, I am giving homework for the first time ever. Read the Professor Filthy Hobo's piece. We've linked to it
everywhere.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, we love you, Professor. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.